Well, good evening, brothers and sisters. Tonight's talk on prayer will conclude this series of talks we've been having for a few months now. And we'll just look to the Lord and how to lead us to go on from this point forward. I surely am very, very grateful to the Lord to be able to have these times with you, even though it's by Zoom, in these days. And I believe the Lord, the word of the Lord is operative, living and operative, that these words that have been spoken will have an effect on all of us. If not now, sometime in the future. And tonight, I like to use today's prayer burden from the website beseeching.org, beseeching.org. And I like to just read through some of that with you, and that would be my burden. I'll say something after we go through today's prayer burden. So the brothers, if you can just post it now for us. So this is day 100. Brothers, this is day 100. we just finished some meetings with a group of international co-workers, over 100 brothers, I think. And I was particularly impressed and moved by the testimony of one of the co-workers, leading co-workers in Taiwan, in Taipei, how that since, 4 or 5 months ago, when we began to pray with another website, Unceasingly Pray, the churches in Taiwan all joined that global prayer for about 60 days or something like that. And they were so burdened, and they have this kind of a vow or consecration, at least some of them, that they will continue this kind of prayer until they see the Lord, until the Lord returns. That's a very serious commitment. And he testified that in his hall in Taipei, today a group of saints are still doing that. Every morning from 7:45 to 8:15, they would be praying every day or at least a good part of the week. And I was very, very touched and also very, very convicted how serious these saints take this matter of prayer. So anyway, here we are on day 100 in this current website, beseeching.org. And this week we are actually digesting the fourth message from the recent Labor Day conference concerning migration. And if you could recall, one of the Roman numerals or points is this very item that we have here in today's prayer burden. The prayer, I'm going to read here, prayer for all the saints in the churches to be complete Christians who both come and go. Indeed, my burden tonight is simply to stress, to emphasize, to underline this two words, come and go, that we should be a normal believer, or rather a normal believer in Christ should be a complete Christian. And what is a complete Christian? One who both come and go. An incomplete one is one that only come or only go. We need to be the balanced, full Christian, living a full Christian life of coming and going. So here it says, it explains, pray that all the saints in the churches would be complete Christians who both come to the Lord to receive grace. So it's very easily seen. I think we all understand this. The first part, the first word is to come. The Christian life is actually comprised of these two movements, the coming movement and the going movement. Actually, I would even add, I can add a word after the verb as a kind of adverb to describe it. And it is scriptural. So the word come, I can add the word forward. And that you will find in Hebrews. The book of Hebrews actually is a book of coming forward. And you can study this in chapter after chapter, verse after verse. There is this word, not just come, but come forward. And let me give you one of the most popular verses that we all should know. That is Hebrews 4:16. Let us therefore come forward with boldness to the throne of grace, that we may receive mercy and find grace for timely help. So here, as will be echoed in other chapters and verses in Hebrews, this coming forward is to come forward in this verse to the throne of grace. And in other words, we come to the throne, which means the place of the divine authority, the source of God's authority. That's the throne. That's we are called to come forward to that throne. Yet that throne is a throne, but it is a throne of grace. That means in this throne, it does not dispense judgment. It dispense rather grace. Grace being the triune God to be everything to us, our life and our supply and our everything. Everything that we need to do what we cannot do, to give us what we do not have, and to help us to live a life in the Lord, even a life fulfilling God's purpose. And so we are to come to this throne of grace to receive mercy and to receive grace for our timely help. And this, in other words, this is really simply to pray. Now we know, we have talked so much in these talks on Tuesday nights, this is to come. We come to the throne of grace to touch the throne of authority and to touch the throne of grace. And what? And to join our high priest, join the Son of God, Jesus, in his intercession, to be one with him. So as we are receiving the dispensing of grace, we would be there actually also praying one with him, right? The more he dispenses himself into us, his burden also comes into us, and we would be able to pray one with him. This explains why whenever we are really at the throne, we experience the supply of grace, but at the same time, we also find ourselves interceding, supplicating, and beseeching in oneness with the one on the throne, the intercessor on the throne as well. So this is the coming forward. Elsewhere in Hebrews, it talks about coming forward to the Holy of Holies. Now, definitely this throne of grace is in the Holy of Holies. This is where the mercy seat is. This is where the propitiatory cover is. This is the lid of the ark. This is where God meets man and where man meets God. Under the Shekinah glory of God. And so to come forward to the throne of grace is to come forward to the Holy of Holies. And in another place in Hebrews, it says, come forward to God. Come forward to God. At the end, to come forward to the throne, to come forward to the Holy of Holies, is to come forward to God himself. Those who come forward to him in this way, he will save to the uttermost. So, brothers, this is to come. We are all coming Christians. I hope these prayer days, this building up of a prayer life and our prayer ministry, we're all coming Christians nowadays. Do not live for one day, my brothers and sisters, without coming. How can we? There's no way. We will be graceless. We will have no supply. We will have no wherewithal to live the Christian life, especially in this dark age with so much temptation, against a corrupt world that we're in. There's no way we can overcome. No way we can succeed in our Christian life. No way, except by coming and coming and coming again. So our daily life should be filled with coming, not just once a day, but multiple times a day. The word teaches us that we should pray without ceasing. That means we should come without ceasing. Come without ceasing, again and again and again, come. So tonight, this call is issued again, come. Come. This word come implies a calling. So you have Matthew here, that verse 11, come to me. What gospel is this? Come to me, those who are toil and are burdened. Brothers and sisters, some of you right now are going through some trials and tribulation. Some of you are passing through a time of adversity. Some of you are going through a kind of valley of shadow of death. We're all in different situations. Some of us are filled with care and anxious for many things or burdened down. Brothers and sisters, tonight my gospel is the Lord's come to him. Just come. Just turn your heart to him. Just pray to him. Just converse with him. Just come to him and tell him what you need. Beseech him, make your request known to him, Paul even said. Nothing is too small for the Lord. The one who have count the number of our, who have number our hair, the one who clothe the lilies of the field, he cares, so just come. Brothers and sisters, let's just come to him every moment of every day, exercising our spirit, turning our heart to him and say, Lord, here I come again, Lamb of God, I come. And he will give us rest. He will give us rest. And John 7:37, in the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood out and cried, saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. This is actually the last call in the whole Bible. In the end of Revelation, come and freely drink. Come and drink. We are to come. The call is still here. Even after we have become Christians, that call is still here. Come to me. Come and drink. Don't try to handle things by yourself. Don't try to fight the enemy by yourself. Don't try to overcome your environment by yourself. Come to me and drink. There are other verses in John and other places that talks about our need to come to me. So this is the first part of the Christian life, a complete and proper Christian, a coming Christian, coming forward to the Lord, coming forward to him. Now the second part is the going Christians, the going Christian. And I can add a word to go, and that is to go forth. We come forward and we go forth. And when we talk about go forth, I remember particularly that verse in chapter 15 of John, where the Lord said this in verse 16, you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I set you, that you should go forth and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you. So you see right there in this verse, there is a going first, and then that followed by a coming, because it talks about asking the Father. Clearly, this asking here has to do with bearing fruit, asking for fruit, asking for remaining fruit. But in this chapter, the first thing is to go forth, not just to go, but to go forth. In Greek, this word going forth has a meaning. It's not just to send you to go, just to go. It is to go forth. The meaning here means to depart, implying you move yourself from one location to the other. You leave to go for another place. For example, when you migrate, that is a going forth. When you go to Germany, that is going forth. When you go to Pittsburgh, you are going forth. When you leave, get out of your chair and go to your neighbor's house, that is going forth. When you leave your place of comfort and go to the place where the sinners are, you are going forth. So it is meaningful, not just to go, but to go forth. Go forth and bear fruit. So here, clearly, the coming is to receive grace, is to find mercy, is to receive the dispensing of the triune God. It is to join with him in prayer and in supplication. But the going forth is nothing less to bear fruit, to speak the gospel, to offer the word of truth to people, and to bring light to them, to bring the light of the Lord to them. And to all this is for the increase of the Lord, the multiplication of Christ, the growth of this wonderful divine organism called the vine. The Lord as the vine, and we are the branches. We are to go forth, and bring forth fruit, much fruit, remaining fruit, to the glory of the Father and to the joy of the Lord and to the full joy of all the branches in the vine. Brothers and sisters, the coming forward must be balanced by going forth. If we only come, it's wonderful to come. But if we only come and we never go, if we only come forward and we never go forth, we are not a balanced Christians. After a while, experience taught us that even our coming will become weak. We would even stop coming. But those who not only would come but go, the more they go, the more they find they need to come again to pray, to ask concerning the fruit. They would come again to receive more dispensing of grace, of truth, of love and light, to what? To fill them, to saturate them, to permeate them, so that they can go yet again to minister, to give to those in need, that is, people in the world, the sinners, the seekers, those who do not have God, those who are in a condition of defeat, those who are not experiencing the Lord. So we go to what? We go to minister Christ to them. So whatever we receive by coming, we go and minister to people. Come forward to the living God. Go forth to the dying world. Brothers and sisters, this is our need today. This is the need of every one of us in the Lord's recovery. This is the need of every local church in the Lord's recovery, including Northern California. So now we read some verses on going. Matthew 28:19, go therefore and disciple all the nations, baptizing them into the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. We all know this verse very well. All authority has been given to me. Now go. So when we come to the throne of grace, we touch the throne. That means we touch the place of authority. And we receive the dispensing of grace. And when we go, what do? We go with that authority. And we also go and give that grace to the nations, to the Gentiles, to all around, our loved ones, our friends, our neighbors, our workmates, fellow students, wherever the Lord places us in Northern California, in where you are, we are to go forth to them. Coming is a call. Going is a commission. Going is a sending. And so in Mark, the book of Mark, you also have this word, and he said to them, the disciples, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to all the creation. We are told to go into the world. We don't belong to the world. But here we're told to go into the world, of course, not to become worldly. We're to go into the world to save the sinners, to draw people, men, to God, to bring the gospel of Jesus Christ to them, to bring the light of the truth, to enlighten them, to open their eyes, and eventually to bring them into God and into his kingdom by baptizing them into the name of this triune God so that they can also enjoy this mysterious union with God like us. And this way they will become the multiplication of Christ, the members of his body. Oh, this is God's burden. This is God's heart. And this is what God wants to see all of us do. I just pray all the churches, all the saints in these days in the USA, in Northern California, we will all come and go. We just live so simply. Brothers, just so simply. Put these two words in your as big banners in your meeting hall. Come forward! Exclamation point. Go forward! Exclamation point. So every time we come to meet, we shout those slogans. Come forward, brothers and sisters. Go forth, brothers and sisters. Don't forget, this is our Christian life. And here, not only here, there's a verse in Luke, in chapter 10 of Luke, the Lord, after he sent 12 disciples, he said 12 is not enough. He sent another 70. You see how the Lord is burdened? He said, the harvest is great, but the workers are few. Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest. That's the coming, isn't it? Coming and beseech the Lord of the harvest that he would thrust out. That's the going forth, isn't it? Thrust our workers into his harvest. And the next verse, verse 3, starts with just this word, go. Behold, I send you. Go. There's no greater commission. There's no greater sending from the heavens than this simple word with two alphabets, G-O, go. God is telling us, go, brothers and sisters. He's telling you to go. You may not go to Europe. You may not go to Israel, but you can go, what, to next door. You can go, am I right, to someone nearby. You can even go by Zoom to your friends. But first of all, you have to come. You have to write down the names. I encourage all of you to write down on a piece of paper the names that the Spirit will bring into your heart when you come to him. Now you come. Lord, I'm coming to you. What about this? What about this? Who do you want me to go to? The Lord will touch you. I guarantee the Lord will touch you. To write down certain names. Write down certain names. And then you keep coming to the Lord. Coming to the Lord. Naming the names on their behalf. Praying for them. And the time will come, the Lord says, go. Now you have come enough. Now you go. Go to speak to your son-in-law. Go to speak to your sister. Go to speak to this uncle. Go to speak to that colleague. Go. Very specifically, go to this one or that one. Then that's the time for us, brothers and sisters, to go. The coming is for the going. And the going eventually will cause us to come more and more. Why? Because when we go, after we dispense something, it's like we unloaded some goods. We need to go and get refilled. Am I right? We need to have to go back to get refueled. And so we come again. And we perceive some need in this one or that one. We come back again to the Lord and pray and intercede on their behalf. Do you see? Then after that, we go again. We go again. Oh, I'm just crazily dreaming. The churches in the United States, all the saints are just busy, like ants, like bees, coming and going. Am I right? They just know how to come back to the hive, or come back to whatever the ants are, and then they go again to get food. Am I right? And then they come back again. That's their life, coming and going and coming and going. That should be our life, brothers and sisters, reduced to such simple form. It is profound. It is deep. But yet it is something the newest believer who just got saved today, this morning, can do tonight. We don't need to be fully mature. We don't need to be so fully grown in life. We don't need to be fully constituted with the word. We don't even need to have finished reading the Bible. We are qualified to come and go to live this complete Christian life. And I won't, you know, there's just too many verses in Acts. In Acts, the angels who save the apostles, they say, go. And speak in the temple all the words of this life. Go! Now that I have rescued you from prison, from jail, go again. You see? Come and go. Now, let's come and read, of course, in Acts 1:8, you shall receive power and the Holy Spirit will come upon you. You shall be my witnesses. That implies going. We don't witness to ourselves, am I right? We only witness to those who need the testimony, to hear and see the testimony of Jesus in us and in our lives. So we have to go forward, both in Jerusalem, all Judea and Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. Now I like to read these ministry portion, and brother, can you just scroll slowly to the top here? And I like to read them because these are words given in 1950 and 51 by Brother Witness Lee. I can tell you where this was spoken. This is spoken at that time in Taiwan. And that is the time, I will tell you, when it's 5 years after World War II has ended. And that is exactly the time when another war just started. That is called the Korean War. Korean War started in 1950 or 51 there in Korea. And the world was still, you know, embroiled in an international war. And particularly there in Taiwan is very, very close to Korea. And the saints have just left mainland China, including Brother Li himself and his family and some of the saints, to Taiwan, to this third world of a country, not the Taiwan you see today, very, very backward place. And all the situation is not comfortable. The world situation is in a kind of a turmoil. And so against that kind of backdrop, Brother Li would speak this. In fact, the feeling was that the Lord does not move in comfortable situation in peaceful times, in times when things are just carefree and pleasant, but notably the Lord would work and move in difficult days, in days when Christians may be persecuted, when the world situation is dire, when the society's problems is overwhelming, much like the situation we are faced with in the USA today, and in fact across the world. The pandemic, the economy, and so many other things. It is in these kind of times the Lord wants us to come and go even the more. It is in these kind of times God wants to move, particularly in the way of the gospel. God, it is in these kind of times the Lord used this kind of environment to open people's hearts to him and to the gospel. And it is in these kind of times people will wonder and ask concerning the meaning of life and the purpose of their existence. It was those kind of times in 1950-51, and the burden just came to Brother Li with these kind of words to come and to go. I think these words are timely for us today. The words I'm going to read here, the words come and go are frequently used in the New Testament. Receiving grace and serving the Lord depend on coming and going. The coming is for our what? It's for our growing. But the going is for our serving. The proper Christian is one who is always growing and is also one who is always serving. That's the balanced Christian life. The Lord first calls us to come, and then he commands us to go. One is a call, the other is a command or a commission. We need both. We should not just like one and dislike the other. We cannot say, I'm just a coming kind of Christian. Some other brothers, they are the going kind. That is not proper. That is not right. We're both. We were once far off from God because our sins and the world kept us at a distance from Jesus. Him. However, God in Christ has now called us to come near to him. He is calling us to come to him for rest, for life, the living water, and salvation. Haven't we received this? Too much. I hope every day we're still drinking. We're still eating, we're still being saved, and we're still finding rest in the Lord. He's still calling us, come forward to me. When we get up in the morning, come forward, my child. Come to me and drink again the fountain of living water. Once upon a time, we were far off from him, far off. We are in the world without Christ, without God. Now we have drawn near by the blood of Jesus, by the cross. We have drawn near. Hallelujah, brothers and sisters. We have drawn near. We've been called to be close to him. Come, brothers and sisters. The more we come to him, the more grace we will receive. Pray. That's why I say pray. To pray is to come. Every time we pray, we're coming to Christ. We're coming to the Lord. There's no better way to come to the Lord than to what? Than to pray. Calling on the name of the Lord is the first kind of prayer we pray. It is the beginning of our prayers. O Lord, I come again. I'm coming again. Be so simple in the morning. Don't get bogged down by this and by that. Just come. But after we have received grace by coming to the Lord, this is second paragraph, he commands us to go. I don't know. I think we should have the experience normally, healthily, that the more we're with the Lord, there's always the result. The issue is what? There's a kind of command. There's a kind of sending. There's a kind of commissioning. Now go. Take care of this. Go feed this person. Go check this person out. Go shepherd him. That's my experience too much all the time. The more I enjoy the Lord, the more the Lord is saying, go to take care of that person. Go to share me with this person. Something like this. To preach the gospel to all the nations, to go and disciple all the nations, and to go and be his witnesses unto the uttermost part of the earth. The Lord may touch you as you pray. Migrate, am I right? Migrate. Go to this place, go to that place, go forth. But again, I say, you don't have to go to other nations. You can go to the nations around you. The nations have come to our doorstep. This country is a country of what? Multiple nations, ethnicities, people. You don't have to go far. You'll find Brazilians here. Am I right? You'll find Russians here. You'll find Indians here. You'll find all kinds of people from South America here. You'll find, brothers, you go to the campus, you'll find them. You go to Google campus, you'll find them. They're all here in these United States. Go to the nations around us and be witnesses to them. Witness of Christ to them. They need to know. We have to go and tell them. We come to the Lord and draw near to him and receive his grace. And we go to serve the Lord and be his witnesses. We should not come to receive his grace without going to be his witnesses. That is not fair. That is not righteous. That is selfish. Just to come and come to satisfy ourselves when even the purpose of our coming in the Lord's heart is that we would go and minister him, to dispense him to the needy. We cannot be Christians who come without being Christians who go. We cannot be half Christians. In order to be complete Christians, we must be Christians who come and go. We first come to the Lord, and then we go and testify of him. We first come to receive salvation, and then we go to preach salvation. Isn't this wonderful, this cycle? Isn't this wonderful? Come and receive mercy. Go and dispense mercy. Come and receive grace. Go and give grace. Come and receive salvation. Then go and preach salvation. We come by being forgiven of our sins, and we take grace with us when we go. Actually, in the Gospel of Mark, that says, whatever sins you remit, those sins will be remitted. So we actually come to be forgiven. We go to forgive with authority. Brothers, this is the cyclical Christian life that we all must live. Normally, we come by forsaking the earth. That's how we follow the Lord. Follow me. Forsake this earth and follow me, yes. But when we go to people, to the world, we take the Lord with us. Even to some we have, quote, quote, forsaken before in order to follow the Lord. Now we bring the Lord to them again so that they also will begin to follow him. We are supplied when we come, but we supply others when we go. My, what utterance. As coming and going Christians, we allow the Lord's grace to flow freely in and through us. This flow should not be hindered or stopped in us. So the best illustration here, brothers, is that a water hose, right? The water hose in your backyard, in your garden. One side, it is screwed into that spigot, am I right? On the wall. The other side is open for you to do your washing, your cleaning, your watering, your garden, whatever you may do. That's the hose. This end of the hose is the coming side, coming to the source of the water, coming to drink, coming to receive grace. But there's another side of this hose. That's the open side, and that's the going side. And that's the side to water, to feed, to cleanse, to wash. So you have these two ends. Now, the normal hose is one that is not plugged up, all right? One that is not stopped. Ones that what carry the water from one end to the other. And whatever is dispensed on one end is not meant for the hose. The hose is but a passageway, a channel, a flow through. And that's what we are. There's a song that says, channels only, blessed master. We're here to just be such channels, receiving and receiving, but on this end, flowing and flowing and giving. But the strange thing is this, the more it flows, the more water will come in. In fact, when you plug up the end so that it doesn't flow, the water cannot come in anymore. The water cannot come in anymore. Once you open it up again and it flows again, fresh water will come in. Dear brothers and sisters, this explains the abnormality of certain Christians who are not coming and going ones. Of course, if this hose is not hooked up to the spigot, this hose has nothing. It's dead. But even if it is hooked up on one side to the water source, but it is plugged up on the other side without a flow, eventually this hose is also useless. The abnormal Christian is an unflowing Christian. You may even be receiving something, but if you don't let what comes into you flow forth, pretty soon you are a plugged up person. You are a stopped hose. You would have lost your function and usefulness. Brothers and sisters, I would just stop here now and really conclude this series of talks with this exhortation to all of us. Let us today, in your church, me in my church, in your area, be coming and going Christian, coming forward every day and going forth every day. Now, we may not go forward literally every day, but certainly certain times in the week, sometimes as the Lord move us, better yet, even some set times in the week, maybe not just by ourselves, but with one or two companions, vital companions, we would be corporate comers and corporate goers. We will continue to come and go, to pray and to preach until we see the Lord. Amen. I stop here.
Amen. We need to go to pray and preach. And I feel this is, we want to remind all the saints regarding beseeching.org, as Brother Menor shared, this is an excellent way every day. If you come and you come to the Lord in those verses and those excerpts every day, I think you will be sent by the Lord. You will automatically have much burden to pray for people and be sent by the Lord. So I think this is one of the most practical things we can do, saints, right now, is get into that portion every day of beseeching.org. So we'll go to our prayer meetings now, where we can pray for this matter, for our going, our coming, and our going. Amen.
Amen.